Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.
Again, time for us to head on over into our Ask a Pastor segment with a very interesting question for our pastor, Shepherd Mutakwa, who joins us on the line. My pastor, good afternoon and welcome back to the program. Good afternoon, Pastor Mutakwa. All right, let's see if we can wait for the line to reconnect. As usual, we're having some network difficulties. Good afternoon, Pastor. We can hear you now. Are you doing well?
Well, I'm well. I'm just leaving my office for something else.
All right. Happy to hear that you're doing well, and thank you for making time to speak with us this afternoon. So a very interesting question that we have. How does Christianity address the issue of mental health, particularly in regard to sin and personal responsibility? Do I wash myself all responsibility because I was not in a good mental space when I did something wrong? Does the Bible address our responsibility when it comes to the issue of mental health?
Okay. Moderator, thank you so much. This one is also another difficult question.
Mm-hmm.
But then, from my research that I did over the definition of mental health from Medical News Today and then the Medical Health Magazine and then the World Health Organization, I'll just pick one from the famous one, which is the World Health Organization.
Okay.
The World Health Organization says mental health is a state of mental well-being that enables people to cope with the stresses of life, realize their abilities, learn well, work well, and contribute to their community. It is an integral component of health and well-being that underpins our individual and collective abilities to make decisions, build relationships, and shape the world we live in.
Right.
You discover that the aspect of Christianity in here, in this definition, is in there because it is talking of our individual and the collective abilities to make decisions.
Right.
Because Christians make decisions on a daily basis.
Yes.
So now when we refer to the Bible, from my understanding, the Bible does not explicitly speak on the topic of mental health. However, it does have a lot to say about the health and mind and the spiritual brokenness and the condition of a soul.
Mm-hmm.
So in this regard, mental health is important as it affects the whole being.
Yes.
That's why Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23 says the following, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. In Genesis chapter 3, the Bible tells us of in nature of this world.
Right.
And it tells us that sin separates us. When we go to the book of Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2, it talks about how the corruption is how it invades the world, how we groan from this corruption. And if we go further in Romans chapter 8 verse 21 to 22, it talks about the fall of mankind, which has what we call physical ramifications for the body and spiritual effects of the soul. So mental health is not guaranteed any more than physical health is. And like the body, the mind can get sick or injured. But that can't be an excuse for us to disregard God, for us to keep in sin because my mental faculties are not okay.
Right.
I understand clearly at certain times our minds are broken. We are subject to emotional and mental health problems.
Yes.
But thank God, because there is always a remedy when there are such situations, for us not to excuse the sin, for us not to say, because of this, I am in this state, let it remain like this. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, the Bible says, I quote it properly, where the Bible says, come to me, all you who are weary and are burdened, I will give you rest. So what does this mean, moderator? Our communion with Jesus will prepare our minds for heavenly thoughts and wholesome.
Hello, Pastor. We seem to have been cut off. Hello, Pastor. Can you hear me? All right. Looks like our connection has been compromised again. But I think we pretty much got the gist of what the pastor was saying. Let's see if we can call him back once again. Just at least he can have an opportunity to conclude, to wrap up his point nicely. But I think from what I've understood of what the pastor is saying, that we can't ignore the fact that we live in a broken world, that people are going through things, and that sometimes that may influence their actions. I think we have the pastor on the line. Pastor, if you can just conclude your thought. We got cut off while you were speaking there.
Yes, I will. So I was saying, our communion with Jesus will prepare our minds for heavenly thoughts mm-hmm. and also have meaningful relationships with Him. So the Bible has many passages that speak indirectly of mental health.
Right.
So the Lord is the one who renews the mind, according mm-hmm. to Romans chapter 12, verse 2,
yeah.
and restores the soul. Psalms 23, verse 3, and God has given His children a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and control.
Amen.
2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So we have Jesus who promises us peace in John chapter 14, verse 27, mm. and the rest in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And of course, there are many scriptural injunctions for us not to fear, but to bring our anxieties to God. Mm. So in relation to this question, what I would conclude is to say, us as Christians, address these issues of mental health, particularly in regard to sin and personal responsibilities, in line to the counsels of the Bible.
Amen. Mm. That makes sense. That makes sense. I think the way that you've put it is quite clear, that we're not completely dismissing the fact that there are people with mental health issues, and that can, like I was saying, influence some of our actions or the way that we perceive, you know, right and wrong. But the Bible is quite clear, and God being a God who is so wise, and He sees everything, He sees the end from the beginning, obviously saw this point in time where mental health is now such a huge thing. I don't know if maybe it always was, but we were not aware of it, but it's such a big thing now, especially in our current generation. But knowing that the Bible is quite clear about what's right and wrong, the Bible is clear about the fact that God can heal a broken heart and a broken mind, that God can communicate with us in ways that maybe it might be difficult for a human being to, but the Word of God can cut through all the noise and address your issue, whatever that issue might be. And at the end of the day, we cannot use our mental health as an excuse, or our, you know, our mental health situations as excuses for sinning. I think if I've understood you correctly.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
Very correct. Sure.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming through. Any final thoughts before we say goodbye?
What I can simply further say is that even when state of our mental health goes to a situation that appears to be very difficult even to understand in terms of the Bible,
mm-hmm.
we have also medical institutions that
right.
can attend to
yes.
such situations.
Yes.
God has put all this with wisdom, with understanding, to medically deal with those situations.
Amen.
Yes.
For sure. Thank you so much, Pastor. We will connect with you one more time tomorrow. But for today, thank you so much for your time.
You are welcome.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.